Moms for Liberty still locked out of Twitter for alleged hateful conduct in transgender debate. A national parental rights group has been locked out of its Twitter account for nearly a week over a tweet condemning controversial proposed legislation that would make California a transgender sanctuary state. As of Saturday afternoon, Twitter had not responded to Moms for Liberty's appeal. "I'm still locked out," the group's co-founder Tiffany Justice told the Epoch Times. "Twitter has taken me out of the town square. They have silenced my voice." Justice wrote on Twitter July 25 that gender dysphoria is a mental health disorder that is being normalized by predators. "Gender dysphoria is a mental health disorder that is being normalized by predators across the USA," she wrote. "California kids are at extreme risk from predatory adults. Now they want to liberate children all over the country. Does a double mastectomy on a preteen sound like progress?" Twitter locked her out of the group's account later that day for alleged hateful conduct, she said. "They said, you can either delete this tweet or you can appeal it. I said I'm going to appeal it, and my question when I appealed was, what part of this is hateful?" she said. Jack Dorsey said that Twitter was created to have conversations. "And I'm just trying to have a conversation about what's happening with the kids and their safety across the country," she said. Meanwhile, Justice said she can't access direct messages from people trying to contact Moms for Liberty about Senate Bill 107, legislation proposed by California State Senator Scott Wiener that would make California a sanctuary state for transgender youth and their gender-affirming parents. "There's a Senate bill in California that's been proposed that basically says, hey kids, run away to California and the government will pay to transition your gender without the consent of your parents," she said. "Now we're talking about a state sanctioning that and paying for it regardless of parents' feelings about it for an underage minor. We have to stop this." Nicole Young, who leads the group's Placer County chapter in California, denounced the Twitter lockout as censorship, plain and simple. "They do not want public participation. They do not want the parents voicing their opinions, or their stand, as far as wanting to keep their rights and keep their children safe," she said. She accused state lawmakers of trying to keep parents in the dark about the gender-affirming legislation, of which people in other states need to take note. "California is the test case for the rest of the country, and they want to see how California fares with all of this legislation. I feel like we're a huge social experiment and they're trying to see how far they can push it," she said. Meanwhile, Aaron Friday, an attorney and co-lead for the American chapter of Our Duty, an international group that opposes transgender ideology, told the Epoch Times it is just beyond the pale for Twitter to think parents are hateful in trying to protect their children and other people's children. "What is hateful about protecting a child from sterility or irreversible harm from becoming a lifelong medical patient?" she asked. Friday is currently leading the fight against SB 107. Which she said encourages minors run away from their parents and come to California to get gender-affirming interventions, as well as SB 923, another bill that advocates for all health insurers to provide gender-affirming healthcare. "As a mom whose teen daughter once suffered from gender dysphoria but has since decided she is not transgender," Friday applauds the recent decision of Britain's National Health Service to close the Tavistock Transgender Clinic for minors, which has been accused of rushing children into treatment, and instead focus on a new model of care centering on mental health. Friday claims that in California, a parent can walk into a gender clinic and obtain cross-sex hormones for their minor child in an hour or less. "At least one hospital," she said, "has advised parents over the phone to put their kids on puberty blockers. They didn't even meet the kids," she said. "There are no guardrails, not even a requirement in California that there be a diagnosis of gender dysphoria."